from Washington, this is VOA News. NATO suspends cooperation with Russia, and Kerry cancels Abbas meeting in Ramallah. I'm Bob Doty reporting from Washington. NATO foreign ministers say they are suspending civilian and military cooperation with Russia because of the conflict over Ukraine. In a joint statement following a meeting about Ukraine in Brussels, the ministers said NATO's political dialogue with Russia can continue as necessary. They said they do not recognize Russia's attempt to annex Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, calling it illegal and illegitimate. They urged Russia to take immediate steps to return to compliance with international law. The foreign ministers also said they are committed to intensifying cooperation with Ukraine to strengthen its ability to provide for its own security. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has canceled plans to meet Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank city of Ramallah Wednesday. Kerry canceled his planned trip after Mr. Abbas said Palestinians are immediately resuming their bid to win further United Nations recognition and that he has signed a request to join 15 U.N. agencies and conventions. There was no immediate comment from Israel, but officials there reissued tenders for more than 700 settler homes in East Jerusalem on Tuesday. The moves by both sides look to set to derail U.S. negotiated peace talks. Suicide bombers have attacked an army checkpoint in the Nigerian city of Maiduguri, causing an unknown number of casualties. A witness tells VOA three blasts rocked the checkpoint around 2 p.m. local time Tuesday. Witnesses say both soldiers and civilians were killed. The military has cordoned off the area. Malaysia has released a detailed transcript of the exchanges that took place between the cockpit crew of missing Flight 370 and air traffic controllers. The document reveals a more mundane final sign-off from the jet than authorities had described. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
Malaysian officials have released what they are calling the full transcript of Flight 370. The final words from the airliner to air traffic controllers were, "Good night, Malaysian 370. Earlier, Malaysian authorities had said the critical last communication was a more informal and uncharacteristic, "All right, good night." Malaysian officials say they are now uncertain whether the final phrase was uttered by the pilot or co-pilot, after previously saying the co-pilot likely made the final transmission. They say the transcript was initially held as part of the police investigation, but are giving no other reason for the delay in releasing it. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
State Department says Monday's resignation of U.S. Ambassador to India Nancy Powell has nothing to do with any recent tensions between the two countries. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf says Ambassador Powell had planned to retire from public life for some time. Harf said she does not know why the ambassador announced her resignation at this time, but says all rumors and speculation are totally false. The World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in Guinea is very serious, but has not reached epidemic proportions. The latest WHO figures show 80 people have died among the 122 suspected cases of Ebola in Guinea. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization is trying to calm a sense of panic in some areas about the seriousness of the Ebola outbreak in the West African country of Guinea. It rejects claims by the medical aid group Doctors Without Borders that the outbreak of the disease is unprecedented. WHO spokesman Gregory Hartle says there have been larger outbreaks of Ebola recorded in Uganda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. He says the outbreak in Guinea is relatively small compared to the one in Uganda in 2000 and 2001, which infected more than 400 people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A U.S. high school student who is the son of immigrants from Ghana has accomplished the rare feat of being accepted to all eight of the prestigious Ivy League universities. 17-year-old Kwasi Inan found out recently that all of the universities, among the most selective in the United States, had accepted his admissions applications. In an interview with the New York Daily Times, he said he decided to apply to all eight schools because he figured it would be better his chances of getting into one. He's an aspiring physician, has not decided which one to join. That's the news from The Voice of America.